but when you set the vibes right, man, when you set the vibes right, the right time, on time is the right time. We had some football, 12 cal, front of the room, bro. Not just you, though. Bring your friend, all right? Bring your friend King Germ, too. Yeah, Florida is not getting represented the proper way. I mean, at least they're getting a little bit from Miami. Well, they're getting a lot from Miami, about 41 from Miami, you know. But as far as Florida, man, remember Florida? Remember when Florida University was a thing? Oh, man, who didn't have love for Tebow? Like, Tebow is going to go down in the history of life as one of a few football gods. Like, he was a football player. He did everything. He was a quarterback who could punt the ball. Yo, in Jesus' name, he was the only saint on that team. And y'all carry on this legacy by dropping 17 points? Y'all are disgusting. Just right now, man. Y'all used to be on top of the world, and sometimes it be like that. I don't see how y'all can have the best talent in Florida when y'all not winning no games with y'all homegrown players. But I digress. Because Florida State, you ain't help either. Georgia Tech, man. Georgia Tech has some cats to come out of that school, man. Basketball as well. Shout out to didn't Kenny Anderson go to Georgia Tech? Yeah, man. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Florida State at number 10, man. They flew y'all ass out of the country, and y'all left y'all talent at baggage claim. That's all right, though, man. Y'all gonna get it straight. Y'all gonna get it straight. Look, Florida, y'all being consistent with it outside of Miami. Outside of Miami. Now, look, I did watch the LSU-USC game. As you guys know, I'm a UCLA fan, so you would assume that I'm rooting against USC. But that's not the case. Like, if they would have lost, I would have had a smirk. You know what I'm saying? But because they won, yeah. Yeah, just another more proof that these Cali kids don't be playing around, man. Yo, the SEC ducked the Pac-12 so long, bro. They just ducked us, you know. Now look, on the UCLA side, I know what y'all saying, but Baylor, nigga, your team struggled in one of the most beautiful places on the planet, in Hawaii. You know what, dog? You right. Because we always have issues with Hawaii. Is just one of those teams. You know what I'm saying? It's just Hawaii is like Appalachian State. Like, they just one of those teams that just bother us, you know. And again, we still in 2024. I'm not afraid to say it. Like, first of all, I'm a little nervous. And the reason why I'm a little nervous is because for us to go donut the first half, that's unacceptable. Now, I know we got a new coach. You know what I'm saying? UCLA legacy. Classic running back. But rookie coach. And, you know, ever since he gave that weird, awkward acceptance speech, I don't know. But we still came out with the W. That's all that matters. But I want our Cali teams to make more of a statement, in which this case, this week, USC has made the bigger statement to saying, hey, welcome to the new conference. Yo, we here. We still West Coast with it. Still West Coast with it. But speaking of King Germ, man, dope podcast, the top five all the time. And my book. He came up with an idea on the spot, you know what I'm saying, on his live. And he wanted me to break down or just give my top five football helmets. Now, I don't know if he said college. I don't know if he just said pros. but I'm gonna go with both. Okay. I'm not doing a top five for each. I'm just gonna combine them. You know what I mean? And then if he corrects me by the next time I record, I'll do the correcting and give you five on each pros and college. But for right now, I'm just gonna do my top five overall. And we're going with the 1981 to the 1998 Houston Oilers. It's just, and I got the hat. I got the Houston Oilers throwback hat. Shout out to Mike. I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. That's that number. You know what? That one is like, to me, that's like top. That's like number four. So I'm starting at five. At five at the bottom. At the bottom, top five, right? Dallas Cowboys. I know y'all puking. I know y'all throwing up. I know y'all throwing up. The Cowgirls made the list. But that 1960 to 1963, all the all white, the cocaine white with the navy blue, the dark navy blue star and the dark navy blue strip in the middle. That's sexy, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you, 'cause like that cocaine white with that dark blue never goes wrong. That's a beautiful marriage right there. And I love it. I love it. I'm gonna get a little biased on this one, man. I'm gonna have to throw my UCLA Bruins in there. Why? Because for so long we just kept it real basic. And we got a couple of throwback logos that I really love, with the bear, right? But when we switched it up and we did something new, and we came with that what was it, the LA Steel and the LA Midnight. Oh my God. And what y'all know about that, the LA Steel is like a, it's like a matte gray with the dark blue UCLA with the yellow trimming. Pause. But that, oh my God, that steel gray is something else, bro. And it comes with the jerseys though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put that one at three. My top two, man. I'm gonna go college. I'm gonna go San Diego State. The 2021, San Diego State Aztecs. Man, it's like a glossy, like candy paint red, right? And it got the Aztecs. What would you call it? Like the Aztec design on the helmet. That shit. Yeah. Top two, like that's 1A, 1B. And then I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay biased, and I'm bring it back down to my 1963 throwback Raiders helmet. That's the one where it was the silver. It had the silver background or whatever. So that one's sexy. You can't never go wrong with the Raiders. That's like, 'cause the Raiders is a top five logo in sports nationwide. All right, up there with the Yankees, up there with the Lakers. The Raiders is up there. Respect my teams, the big dog. But that's it, man. I'm a little concerned about our offense. You know, going donut in the beginning of the season, and I get it. I mean, it could have been jitters on both sides. I mean, not both sides, but with the players and the coaches. You know what I'm saying? I get it, but it's still no excuse. I can't make no excuse up like that. You know what I'm saying? Going donut in the first half, that was real troublesome. You know what I'm saying? So that's not what I expect. And honestly, I can't really tell you what I expect much from this offense, but with a head coach who is an alma mater, who is alumni, who is one of the, if not the, you know, one of the best running backs to come out of UCLA, I would assume that we have a phenomenal run scheme. You know what I'm saying? A nice little running game. But we'll see. You know, Gabbers, he's giving me Josh Rosen without he's giving me Josh Rosen without the cockiness, definitely without the swag. It's just by it's too by the book for me. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna rock with him. We're gonna rock with him until we not, until we bring in the freshman. You know what I'm saying? So I know I threw some shots at the Florida teams, but y'all need to get y'all shit together, man. Real talk. Y'all embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And 12 Cal took a double L. You know what I'm saying? Because South Carolina State, they lost their game too. It was to FAMU, I think. Yeah, but shout out, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope the merch I sent this way, I hope, you know what I'm saying, I do a little something. You know what I'm saying? But NFL is almost here, fellas. It's almost here. I got one more draft coming up, fantasy draft coming up, and a couple of well, actually, the draft would have already happened when this drops. It happened yesterday, so I can't tell you who that roster is. And I told you who my players was on my first one. But so next week, y'all get my second roster or whatever. Hey, the gym is closed, bro. The gym been closed. We out on the field. We are out on the field. Oh, and then it was a sick ass intercept. The interception of the year. This nigga jumped in a court like. How do you even do something like that? I forgot what team it was. I probably could look it up and give him some credit. But my God, that interception, that had to be the interception maybe of the year. Yeah, I might have to give him an interception of the year because the way he jumped didn't make no sense. Let me see what team this. Oh, you know what? I tried to play a video. I tried to be, well, anyhow, I forgot what I was saying, but peace. See y'all next week. The gym is closed. And oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. The gym been closed. We out on the field. Shout out. No disrespect to Florida. Shout out to the Florida team. Get y'all shit together. Definitely concerned about our offense still, about the whole Gabbers thing. I think that should be it.